A very good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, once again in the glorious Peak District, on the descent from Kinder Scout to Edale. So it is now 8:22 in the morning on Tuesday, the 15th of March 2014. And is it March? No, it's April, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's April. Crikey. Where's that month gone? So my daughter Amy, say hello Amy.
Hello.
Hello. My daughter Amy and I camped up on Grindslow Knoll on Kinder Scout last night. The boo prior to this one will be my tent boo, as the sun has just set. So this morning, we got the weather that was forecast, thankfully. No cloud whatsoever, just vapour trails, and it was a glorious sunrise, as you could well imagine, with it being the glorious Peak District. The wind is constantly changing, and the reason I'm saying that now is because down in the valley, there's a farm that has a little fire going. And when I first woke up this morning, the smoke was rising straight up, so there was no wind whatsoever. And about an hour ago, the wind was going to the west. But as we've been walking down, the wind is carrying the smoke to the east. But now the wind's changed again. So it's changed direction two or three times this morning. But it really is a stunning morning. The beautiful Vale of Edale is lay out in front of me, and the sun is beaming down. And it is actually quite warm. We've just stopped. Amy, she wanted a quick drink break. We've descended quite quickly, so she's got the wobbles, haven't you? Jelly legs. So she wants to sit down for a moment. We've shed a layer as well because it is quite warm. So I've got Mamtor, I've got Backtor, I've got Loose Hill, I've got Wind Hill in the distance. I've got Ringing Roger on the edge of Kinder there, on the southern edge. Grinsbrook, and then behind me is Grindslow Knoll. Got the railway running along the valley. And I can see the church steeple in Edale itself, which is only another 5 minutes walk, shall we say. But it really is a beautiful morning, and it was a really good night last night. There was a full moon, and after the sun had set, the cloud surrounded us a little bit. It wasn't down to our level, but the cloud was covering the sky above. But then at around about 10:30, the cloud moved away, and it was a beautiful starry night with a full moon. So you could see all the way down into the valley, and it was amazing. You could have quite happily walked without a head torch. It was that bright. Amy was asleep. She slept through it all. You slept through the sunset as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I time-lapsed the sunset with the GoPro. I've also time-lapsed the sunrise with the GoPro as well for about an hour and a half. So it should come out quite well, actually. I've got my makeshift go pole, which is it's an old walking pole with the GoPro attached to it using the mountain bike mount, just a clamp basically. So I took the little rubber end off the pole and just stuck it into the floor like a stake and used that as my monopod, if you will. In the distance, I can hear the train rolling into Edale Station now. But really, it's just beautiful. All night we could just hear the grouse calling to each other. And now I can hear the cows and the sheep and obviously the train now. But it's breathtaking, it really is. What I'll do is I'll include a picture that I tweeted out this morning. I managed to get enough signal just to tweet out a picture of the GoPro in the ground with the valley falling away in front and the sun just dipping over the hills in the distance. Just rising, should I say. Right. Come on then, Amy. let's get a move on, shall we? Let's get back to that car and let's get on with the day. Ordinarily, I'd probably head out for a big walk today, but I don't think Amy will be up for a big walk. What do you think? She's shaking her head. What's on your mind at the minute? Warmth. You feel warm, or you're now cold? What is the next thing on your mind?
Food.
Food? What sort of food? She wants a McDonald's breakfast meal. They taste so good, but they're so bad. Right. Okay. Thanks for listening. And a quick hello to Big Rick. And as I'm looking at ringing Roger, I'll say hello to Graham once again. To Phil, I've been thinking about Phil with the 10 and 10 challenge at Daylight Gambler, and also Adrian as well. Rucksack Rose, really looking forward to that adventure in the Lake District. It's going to be good. I'm just taking it all in. It's awesome. Awesome day today, it really is. Get out there. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.